about to move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. There's nobody here. Why? Is everybody paying attention to the lightning game? Is that what we're going to have today? I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am the guy known as The Spike on the Mic. I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm just going to do it. All right? We are here, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at our home office, our on-site location, which is known as Hooters, at 4215 Hillsborough Avenue. This is where we make the magic. This is where all the sounds go through your eardrums, and this is where we are here to entertain you. You know, you can multitask. You can turn down the sound on the lightning game and listen to this radio show fame, because we are here for the hours of 7 to 8. We're going to make everything great. I am on point like a mug. I am on point like a mug. But as always, as I have to admit that we can't do this by ourselves. I can't do this by myself. I won't do this by myself. So without further ado, I have to introduce the crew. Straight in my peripheral vision is the man. He has some close ties with the Tampa Bay Lightning. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like there's no score in the Lightning game yet.
Yes, it just started. But this is, would you say this is a must-win for the Lightning?
No. Mathematically, in a best of seven, it would tell you that you can lose two more games in a must-win game.
Oh. Okay, so the must-win only accounts when you're down three and you need to win four.
Yeah.
I totally understand. Just distracting, girl. You distracting.
Who are you yelling at? Because the listeners can't see.
They can't see, but in my heart, they know. Oh. All right, so the sound is going through your eardrums. This man is making your head pop and pop, rock and pop. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the goo that was on the floor that you mopped up earlier.
You had to mop the floor.
Yeah, he was mopping. Yeah. You should have seen it. He's a pretty good mopper.
You know what? For the show, I do all kinds of things, everything that is necessary. I had to squeegee this floor here.
Oh, I know.
I had to keep it clean.
How'd it get dirty?
Patrons before us probably waste some carbonated soda.
You think they peed on the floor?
No, I'm not going to go with that, because I stepped in it and I didn't want no sticky icky on the bottom of my feet.
So all right.
I cleaned this section off. I squeegeed it down.
Yeah, I think it was orange knee-high.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. They serve that here?
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, bad news or sad news? The reason we're here is not here.
Hey, yeah.
How's that bad news?
Yeah.
So,
wow.
It really makes us no reason to be here.
What are you talking about? Finally, we have a reason to be here.
But what are we going to do? We're going to try to press through. We're going to just press on, even though, you know, we're down a soldier.
Yeah.
Right. But that's not going to stop us.
We are down a soldier.
From making us continue to be an award-deserving program here on the Spike on the Mic Show. So the next sound you hear is not going to be the voice of reason. It is going to be the guy we known as Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like an impending Nobel Peace Prize to President Donald J. Trump.
Oh, we may talk about that later on. We may talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Keep your fingers crossed.
The crowd was chanting.
Yes.
Yes.
Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Is that what they were chanting?
Something like that. Yeah. Nobel. Nobel.
Nobel. Nobel. Yeah.
Like if somebody tried to go in the house and they tried to ring the doorbell.
Nobel.
There's
Nobel.
Nobel. Only knock. Nobel. Only knock.
Serious. So, another soldier that we'll be missing for the next couple weeks is yours truly, the one and only Gas Man. He is in Tennessee on location.
With the big name on the banner.
I'm hoping that he'll call in.
He'll forget.
Yeah,
you think?
He's getting to Nashville. They had a big Stanley Cup win last night.
That's right.
He's still probably drinking from that because he has a day off at his venture up there.
But we are still in his mind. So somewhere up there in Nashville, we may get a phone call. I'm not expecting one, but, you know.
I'm expecting one.
So we're going to press on because hopefully we're going to be afforded a great opportunity to hear one of your favorite voices on the microphone. Is the lovely and talented Miss Monica.
Where is she?
She's en route. So she's,
oh, sure she
she's
is.
She's en route. So
I know she already put her drink order in.
Serious. So
yeah. So she's got to be coming. Yeah.
Yeah. So like I say, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at our Palushas location, Hooters on 4215 Hillsborough Avenue, known as Hooters. You guys can come down there and participate and see how the sausage is made. Or if you can't come see the sausage, you can give us a call at 813-699-3900. Insert your comments now.
Well, you could watch how the wings are made since we're at Hooters. Yeah. You could watch how the drinks are made behind the bar.
Or you could come just to see Monica.
Yeah. Because, I mean, honestly, if they're watching this show, are they really watching sausage? Well, I guess today they are.
Yeah, right. At the moment, yeah.
Gosh, I wish people would call in. It's my favorite part of the show.
Oh, I know.
Right.
I know you.
I love it.
You know why?
Why?
Because we're a caller-driven show.
Yes, we are. Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, so, caller-driven.
You know the number again, ladies and gentlemen,
813-699-3900.
If you say it, then they can't hear and they can't participate.
Exactly.
You know what?
Yes.
Do you know what my two favorite states are today?
Oh, what's that?
North and South.
Dakota?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, favorite states?
I felt today. I felt that.
Could have been South Carolina. Could have been Carolina, but no, I went with Dakota.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if things flow well, we may get a chance to visit North or South Dakota.
Yeah, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. You know, get her.
Oh.
Bismarck and Pierre.
Oh. Oh, yes.
All right. Well, let we do, ladies and gentlemen. We sit on here and we talk about three things. We talk about things in
future.
South
Dakota.
And things in the
South Dakota.
This guy works out even better with
North Dakota, too.
North Dakota.
When the voice is here. This is the Spike on the Mic Show. I want to give a big shout out to our
North Dakota
and South Dakota.
Okay. Well, am I forgetting anything?
Even though it's kind of East and West Dakota.
Present. did we forget present?
Yeah, you forget all that. So. Without further ado, let's go ahead and talk about the people who make this thing possible.
Oh,
the sponsors.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
This is exactly where we are. We're at the Hooters.
We're at the Hooters.
The official place of the race fans. So, Smuts.
Yeah.
Last Sunday or Sunday past, did anybody of importance win?
Oh yeah,
it was important here for Chase Elliott to have performed in the. Now there was a race yesterday, right?
Yes,
or this weekend.
Yeah.
So I can tell you that is of course, my other favorite is another restaurant too, the Bloomin' Onion. But I don't know if he was in it too. But certainly the pickles at Hooters are fantastic if you ever want to come in. And on Sunday at the Geico 500, Chase Elliott finished third, by the way. So you can get your free pickles.
We get pickles.
We get pickles today. And for those in the other one, Harvick finished fourth.
So, nice, in that other place.
Yeah.
That
so
other place.
The way we win stuff is how?
You just
for our first-time listeners.
Ask, you know, if Chase Elliott has a top 10 finish.
Yeah.
You can come to one of your local Hooters, and maybe it's around the country. I don't know, because Chase Elliott.
He's in car 24 now, isn't he?
He is in 24.
Yes.
You're absolutely correct, yeah. Yes. You know, and the funny thing is because the marketing people at Hooters so wonderful, you know, I mean, all the slogans you've always heard about, and everything else. And of course, with Chase's father, Bill Elliott.
Oh, yeah, I remember Bill.
Awesome Bill from Dawsonville, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You know Bob Passwaters, who's marketing guru.
Yes, I know that guy.
It's Awesome Chase from the same place.
Nice.
Yeah, how's that?
What was his car number?
Bill Elliott, I thought he was 9, was he not?
I was thinking somewhere around there.
Yeah. I might be wrong, but it's certainly with Chase getting that and getting our pickles here. Maybe we'll get to... I think we'll get a little more than 24 pickles on our free pickles, too.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Perhaps. So it'll be
good. All right. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, really. Now that we know we got that little tidbit of information, I think what we should do.
What?
Have I taken care of all the business?
I think so. Yeah. Pretty much.
Dr. Captain Clark?
I have no unaddressed issues.
No undressed. Smots?
I wanted to talk about my corn on my left toe.
Yeah. That wasn't part of the show prep.
Yeah. Well,
then I guess then we're addressed. All the issues are addressed.
All right.
So right now, how would you guys say the show is flowing right now?
Pretty good.
I'm waiting for it to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't asked the first topic or anything like that because we haven't really even started at that point. As a matter of fact,
don't we usually play some sort of like a little music?
There is, but you know the nice thing is we're like 4 minutes ahead of schedule. What does that tell you?
Wow, yeah.
Maybe Spike's trying to stretch this out.
Listen.
Almost like, you know what we need to invite that guy, although Clark wouldn't like it? The jazz.
That guy sucks.
Oh, come on.
That
he's such
the
a nice
worst.
He's such a nice guy.
Is that a personal opinion or that's a talent opinion?
That's both.
Would it have been okay if it was just jazz, but instead it's...
No, it's... Jazz. It's, well, that doesn't help it. He was awful under any circumstances.
Oh, my garage.
Yeah.
Well, the views and opinions expressed on the Spike on the Mic show only...
You know what? I'll back up Clark. I'll back up Clark here.
The guy sucked.
What?
Just because we need to have... When it's 2v2, we need a tiebreaker.
What was the name of the show? Big Bag of Suck.
No, that wasn't it.
Oh.
I'm sure that wasn't it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we sit around here and we talk about the things in the past, the present, and the future. So, I think it's right about time now for us to do...
And things in
and the skinny margarita.
Middle light pitcher.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And
who are you talking to that the listeners don't know who you're talking to?
North or south. Favor. You picked it. You picked it.
Dakota. Dakota.
Okay. She's so, the listeners now right understand
now.
That you just blurt out the word skinny margarita out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
Now they understand.
Have you not been listening to this show?
No, I haven't been, actually.
Oh, yay! Thank goodness!
Oh, thank we're God. In good shape
caller
now.
Driven.
This is why we're a caller-driven show.
All right. I have a cursor. I could click on that. There we go.
Hey, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. I know Dr. Captain Clark is dying to hear from you.
What do you want?
What do you have to say about being on the show?
Oh,
you have to use
interesting.
English.
It's old unknown person.
We will not mute
That's
you.
Thought provoking.
We will not mute you or mute you. Simmer down. We see
I
it.
Like the jersey. I was impressed with the jersey.
We see it. Oh, right. Guess who decided? Who's giving us?
Oh, nice.
That was.
Oh,
and
she's got the bolt on.
That was a terrible MJ. Michael Jackson.
It was a
crutch grab. So, ladies and gentlemen, the next sound you hear, come to your ear, crouch. Next sound you hear.
What's a crutch grab?
Grab.
Tell us the next sound you hear is the lovely and talented Miss Monica. And I got to ask you a question once you put your headphones on and say something.
That's loud. I like it loud. Hi.
Good morning.
You've
how you
never
doing?
Dressed sexier.
Hey, babe.
Am I turning you on right now?
Oh, my God. Oh,
I do like the jersey. The jersey's a good look for you.
Oh.
You know what'll really, really, really turn you off? This is...
It's a kid's boy.
This is a friend's. She got it for her kid, and it was too small for him, so...
I'm okay with it.
Oh, nice.
I'm still okay with it.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a kid small?
I don't know what size it is. I just put it on, and it fits, so...
It
I'm like,
works. Perfect.
What number is it?
It works.
69. No, I have no idea. I don't know.
Monica,
don't worry about what size it is.
Sweetie.
You can take it off later.
But
I
no.
think this is as small as long as you are an extra large.
Dude. Dr. Cotton Clark, you and her can't have kind of that kind of rule.
Why?
Because she's your doctor. You're her doctor.
Dr.
No,
Helms?
I sound like her doctor.
You're Dr. Helms, yeah.
No.
So this handy I'm giving him under the table right now, not working?
Uh-huh. That's not good for client, doctor.
It's pretty good.
Doctor, client.
It's not bad at all.
I have to stop.
You don't have to.
Why do you have a banana sticker on your hand?
Because I had a banana earlier, you know, when you're a kid and you're like, Because I'm eight.
No.
That's why.
No, I never.
You didn't throw the sticker away?
I'm 8 years old. Yeah, when I was a kid, listen.
Are you a Chiquita?
I'm a Chiquita. No, listen.
It's a good thing you didn't eat a cucumber.
We were poor, unlike you white folk. And yeah. We didn't have money for stickers.
So that means
so
we
fed. Would get bananas, and then this would be my sticker.
We were so wealthy that we didn't have to rely on stickers from produce to have a good time.
Lucky bastards.
Yeah. Serious.
That's the definition of elite right
rub
there.
Rub it in, yeah. Why don't you?
Yeah. White privilege, hashtag.
Yeah, yeah. Really.
We had baseball cards.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. All right, so I listened back to some of my old shows.
Yeah.
Why?
And why?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you realize they were way better then?
No, because what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get better. And as you guys can realize, the first
well, that shouldn't be that
15
hard.
Minutes.
It should be easy, right?
First yeah. 15 minutes of the show, I have been better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, before we continue fast. On,
thanks
we
for
need,
telling us.
We need to ask Monica. Monica, how you sticking?
Oh, why didn't I think of this on the way here?
Well, you had all
forget.
That time. You ordered
forget.
A drink.
Yeah,
I did. Well, that's yeah. more important.
Yeah, really.
I'm sticking it to the Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
That's almost the best one we've had tonight.
That's how I roll.
I want to tell you the other
Au
other
Francois.
One.
Fuck who?
Au Francois.
Francois.
They caught me speaking French. You gonna let the thing?
Au Francois. That's French for his mama speak.
Yeah.
Miss speak.
Yeah, they caught me speaking French.
You can't even speak English. Are you trying to speak another different language?
She's telling the truth. It's so funny all of, it's no, true.
So let's do it. Like I say, we are award deserving. We're trying to make this thing happen.
Yeah.
I think it's time for us to go ahead and do what? Topic changing music.
And now it's time to start the show with the first topic of the night. And this one.
Okay. I hope I hadn't done this. Topic already.
Oh gosh, no.
Because I like to call this May I Have a Receipt, Please?
May I Have a Receipt, Please?
And let me ask you guys, do you guys know, I already given away the answer, the best way to get fresh food at a restaurant?
May I Have a Receipt, Please?
Order it and then pay for it when you're done eating it.
Yeah, where are you ordering when you get old and moldy food?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I'd like some of your worst food.
Yeah.
Give me something terrible.
Why are you English?
This guy named Carmen Adams, he works in fast food chain restaurants. And
more than one?
Yeah. He's a fast food chain restaurant traveler.
Oh, that's nice.
And so what they do is he studied that if you go to a place like McDonald's, BK, or something like that.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand the question.
There was a question in there?
Yeah. No.
About how to order the freshest food.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were referring to fast food. I thought you meant like in a restaurant.
Oh, so now you understand it didn't
make
sense.
Now I understand, yeah.
Sure, the concept.
So,
I don't care what you're saying anymore. Thank you, pretty lady. Oh, this is going to be gone.
Okay. So they've done studies to show that if you go to one of those fast food restaurants, the mm-hmm. best way to get to ensure that you get the freshest food mm-hmm. is to order, ask for a receipt.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I don't understand. Why? Why?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Pourquoi? Yeah.
It's not going to be fresh if you don't ask for a receipt?
I'm giving you a little bit of knowledge.
All right.
If you go through training...
Please, as little as possible.
just tell you the answer?
Yeah.
What happens is, they go through training, and they have these things called secret shoppers.
Yep, I'm familiar with that.
Everyone knows that secret shoppers, they go and shop secretly, and right. they get reimbursed.
That's the job title and the definition in the same thing.
All right, so I've been trying to figure out why when I... Excuse me.
Not yet.
Why? It's a new topic.
No. We hadn't finished it.
I'm trying to figure out why when I go on weekend mornings to McDonald's to buy breakfast...
Right.
They say, do you want your receipt? And I'm thinking, yeah, of course I want my receipt.
For taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm thinking here, like, let's say you've completed the order...
Right.
And they've already put it into the machine. Then you go, oh, and can I get the receipt? And they go, holy crap. They go back, put a stop on that order right away. We got to change that one up.
That's exactly because according to Adam, McDonald's and other fast food restaurant employees are trained to watch out for the mystery secret shoppers. Those are the ones that ask for receipts.
I haven't been into a McDonald's in a while. But I will say that when I did go to McDonald's, and I don't think I've ever seen one who's asked for a receipt, that they just go back, on that quarter pounder with cheese and fries, he asked for a receipt, all right? Because it doesn't put it onto the screen. I can see the
menu come up on the board.
What are you? No, I've actually looking so closely.
I've actually when they asked me that on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
They go, would you like a receipt? I go, oh yeah, of course. There, sirens go off. There's a spinning light.
What I don't understand is how does doing that make sure you get fresh food? Because they don't do the thing anymore where they just make mass quantities of stuff and have it sit under a heat lamp. They don't do that anymore anyway.
And I feel like I have when I, and I haven't been to McDonald's in forever either, but I feel like when I go, they ask
why
me.
Why does everybody claim that they haven't
Yeah,
been
what's so wrong with going to McDonald's?
There's nothing wrong. I love McDonald's. I just don't go for whatever reason. I usually bring my
Or in the drive-thru, you know.
I usually bring, when I go, they usually ask me, do you want.
But they make everything fresh for everybody now.
Yeah, because I would say also the drive-thru to that point, you know, if you're out there at the window, they don't ask you at that point, do you want your receipt? They don't ask until you get up
there
and it.
No, they asked me. Well,
do they? I have no idea.
Not until you get to the first window.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but by that time, the order's already put into the thing.
Y'all losing the point of the reason.
I know I am.
I know I get. I kind of want a filet of fish right now.
I know I get fresh. I was going to say, I always get fresh food. You know why? I ask for extra tartar sauce.
Oh, that's the best.
Then they have to make it fresh and throw extra tartar sauce.
With extra saliva.
Can I have another one of these? This is going to be gone in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's been a day.
What are you trying to say?
It's been a day. Oh my God. Can I say this on the air? Because it's not no dump button. I'm allowed to say
wait. No,
fuck
no,
the day.
Don't say that.
You can say it.
Feels weird, but yeah. Fuck today.
Oh.
Wow. Stop.
Up the asshole with no lube.
Stop.
Wow.
Should that be a topic?
With no lube.
No, lubeless.
Are you going to give us some insider
hold
info?
That didn't make the show prep, so we may have to come back to that, okay?
Oh, and you know, okay, how about this? Fuck today
stop.
The drive-thru of McDonald's.
Stop.
That's going to slow down service for everyone.
I'm bringing it around.
Let's put it this way, Spike. Did you have a little extra eagerness from Monica in the midday when you said, do you want to come on the show? And by that time, we already know it was a bad day early. So I get to say the F word.
No, and I didn't know that she had a bad day.
We
wanted to get together and, you know, talk about some stuff like
getting
that.
Getting margaritas?
Yeah, really.
It's been a rough day.
Well, you look good. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. That's very nice of you.
See now I brought you back because you was on the edge.
Very much
on the edge. About to jump and just, hey, you look good.
You're good at that. Crisis management and whatnot.
Once again, something else that I'm doing better than I used to do.
Thanks for telling
us.
You've just handled a out of control drunk Monica before and you know how to handle me. It could go either way.
Didn't we start a topic?
I'm still trying to understand.
I was going to educate you riff-raff in the shipping container.
I still don't get it.
We still disagree with you. I mean, I think it's pretty common sense. I don't think there's anything hidden on this.
I feel like we should all make an experiment. Each one of us goes to McDonald's at some point.
Right.
Right.
It doesn't have to be now because we're at a delicious place.
Hooters.
Where I'm going to order free fried pickles, by the way, because some dude did a race yesterday.
Oh. You weren't even here.
Yeah,
it's only one per table, we found out, though. So.
Oh, did you already order them?
No. We haven't ordered it yet.
No.
What's happening? Anyway, so at some point, we should all go to McDonald's and ask for a receipt and find out if it's fresh.
If we all go four together?
Like, how are we going to know if it's fresh, though? How are we going to know?
Oh, you would know when you touch the bun.
Hot, yeah.
Well, but they don't do the thing anymore where they put it under the heat lamp.
Well,
they
that's
make
how you
everything
been to
fresh.
I'm going to allow you to do this. You haven't been to McDonald's in a while either, have you?
No, within the last week, I was in a McDonald's.
Oh, well, you just broke the cycle. Because these two slipped out.
I'm honestly trying to understand. So... help me.
Wait a minute. Define Amalau.
Amalau is the fort where George Custer got killed in San Antonio.
Oh, okay. All right.
Where did Amalau come from?
Remember the
Amalau. Amalau.
Oh.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Clap, 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 clap.
Yeah.
Once again, I don't understand why we only won one award.
I know. Yeah, with stuff like this.
So
everybody gets an award. That's why.
Okay, so what happens is
participation.
They train the employees that people who ask for receipts are secret shoppers.
I get that.
And they want to make sure that secret shopper experience the best service going.
I get all that.
So they make sure they go out of their way to give you a fresh order.
All right, here's
but
a question.
All the food is fresh.
Are there other ways for me to make them think I'm a secret shopper? I mean, should I wear like a...
If you take pictures.
Like a pin that says secret shopper?
No, because that demotes the word secret.
So how many...
But if I show up like at 6 o'clock in the morning and I have sunglasses on, I might be a secret shopper.
Or a jazz musician.
Spike, how many trees are you willing to kill just to get a fresh bun?
All of them.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I don't even eat the bun.
No?
Sometimes. Like, if you go through McDonald's drive-thru and you get that two hamburgers and whatever, I just take right. the buns off. Take
You go right for the meat?
Go, and I like the meat. I like the hot beef in my mouth.
Oh! Oh!
Extra onions. Wait, that's not...
Oh, that's gonna that's a mood cure that, right there. Yeah.
And
garlic? Wow.
Yeah. Well, not only do they make sure that you're served the best food possible,
right.
they want to give you the freshest, the cleanest, and the most inviting service going. So, little knowledge of nugget.
Yeah.
Nugget of knowledge.
Yeah.
Ask for a receipt whenever you go through the drive-thrus at McDonald's, Burger King. All the fast food
Hardee's?
Restaurants. I wasn't going to name all of them because it's...
Taco Bell, Wendy's.
I wasn't going to name all of them.
That's generally...
Yeah. Au Francois.
I recall asking for as little information as possible, and I feel like you delivered.
I feel like the last and probably the only times I'm ever at a McDonald's is I'm usually in the back seat all sprawled out, drunk as F, and I'm like, go get me a McRib.
I can tell
you. And honestly, I don't care if it's
You don't
fresh.
Care if it's fresh or not?
Not even. I hope... In fact, for a McRib, I kind of prefer it to be old and cold.
Like your men?
Yeah.
Yeah, old and cold.
My reply typically...
Men, just spike.
My reply typically is when they say, do you want to receive this? Yes, kill a tree, please. I'll take it.
Oh, that's...
Now, why you got to get all political? They're just... Listen, it's McDonald's. They're going to print a receipt for you or someone
or
else.
The tree is already killed because they already... They didn't go and kill that, a tree yeah, and make
but,
a receipt.
But the fact is, well, they're not... They're going to have to kill
Hang
another
on,
one because
they've
got to replace the paper faster.
It's, and you, then the tree died in vain if you don't get the receipt. Now, how you feeling?
Well, someone right. else would get it at some point. Then someone else can kill the tree.
No,
why
no,
you got to get all political on them? What do they say to you when you say,
like I'm the one... I'm the one that's liberal in all of us.
Yeah.
You're bringing up politics at McDonald's. What the crap is that?
I'm just saying, the tree is dead. The paper is made.
Well, the cow is dead, and the bread has been made. So you just want to make sure that it just goes to total waste instead of going into your body?
You know what? You're not allowed to go to McDonald's ever again.
Yeah, really.
That's it, and that's all.
No,
we're ending
cool.
it there.
I'm going with extra tartar sauce.
Too many. Yeah, okay. You're and you're back. And come on back.
It's so simple. Who among us does not want fresh food?
Nobody.
Oh, I will say this. I love, of course,
correct?
Everybody loves fresh
yes.
food, but I will say this. Those McDonald's fries, you leave those mofos out lukewarm. In fact, when I get them, like in drive thru or something, I'll leave the bag open and get them like cold.
Sure.
Either, oh, you like your
they're
cold
either,
and soggy?
Either, oh, soggy.
The soggy fries are good, actually.
Either out of the fridge or at least like room temperature.
Oh, man. You put your fries in the fridge?
Dip those mofos in some of that tartar sauce.
Oh.
You damn near nasty.
Well.
In a good way.
Near.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, God, no.
So you know what? Maybe I'm not going to get a receipt because I want the old fries. I want them old. Like, they better be sitting there.
So in that respect... In that,
huh?
In that aspect, yes, you would be a great secret shopper because secret shoppers are supposed to be a secret. They don't want everybody to know.
Got to count.
You know, they don't want to know that.
That's the prime element in secrets.
Yes.
Maybe I should get a side gig. Is what you're saying?
Yes, you'd be an awesome secret shopper. All right, so listen, you guys know the moral of the story, right?
Oh, there's a mofo.
Oh, yes.
Get a mofo receipt.
See, Monica, this is why she is professional.
She is.
Wrap
she
it
is.
Up.
She came right here, jumped on it, wrote it, and knew what the answer was.
And for the folks at home, she actually just switched straws to the next drink.
Well, here's why,
without
though.
Stopping.
No, yeah. That's because I'm a professional drinker.
Two straws
drinker.
Can allow her to drink it faster.
No. You guys are all wrong. Here's why I do that. Because if I don't know how many
it
I have.
Counts your drinks?
I have two drinks now. I take one for each drink. That way, when the bill comes, I know how many I had. That means if I'm
that
feeling a little
tipsy. That doesn't make
sense.
Oh, I've seen you here, and I've seen like where the whole thing is just straw.
That's because I get drunk here. Get booze.
All right, well, damn it, I gave you guys some nugget. I gave y'all some stuff to learn by.
You are a porky pig. From now on, I'm calling you Porky Mofo Pig.
Yeah. That's all, folks.
Wow. Like a suitcase. Like, yeah. you can't talk.
Like a, hold on a second. Wait, hold on. Before you know, stop laughing. That wouldn't
you can't talk.
Oh, yeah.
Like a suitcase?
No, he tries to say something. He ends up like, you luggage, suitcase. Like, he's trying to say luggage, and so he says suitcase.
Oh.
Or he says,
shut up, Spike.
There.
Hey, well, damn it. Let's just do a topic change.
All right, here we go.
Well, that one went so well. Let's try another one, like this topic, on the Spike on the Mic Show, right now.
Get in line. These are going to be award-deserving topics here. Hot and fresh and crispy. That's where one of our chat liners said they like them like that.
All right. Is that the topic?
I like them the polar opposite. I want them
crispy.
Cold,
I agree.
And old,
oh, no,
and
that's
soggy.
Not the topic. That oh, wasn't hi, the topic,
Monica.
Was it?
How you doing?
Well, you hit a triple on this one.
Was that the topic?
I'm
the
cold,
no,
old,
I'm, listen,
soggy.
Listen, we're a color-driven show, and we're also an internet
right.
Chat line show. So I want to
I love it. Who said that?
I want to give people props. This is Dr. Captain Clark's sister, one of our loyal listeners.
Yeah. What's her name?
I just told you.
Dr. Captain Clark's sister.
Okay. Hi, Dr. Captain Clark's sister.
Yes.
Really. Your nailed brother it. Sounds like Dr. Helms.
Yes.
Hello, Monica. I'm going to need you to put on this gown and hop up on the table.
I do have, you know what? He's also my gyno, and I do have a whole fantasy about a gyno fantasy.
Of course you do. Yeah.
With your current gyno? Isn't that like a...
You know what? And the worst part is he's a Jets fan, too, which is weird.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
How you going to let him spread you with that
not
kind
proud.
Of knowledge?
It's a whole thing, and it's all involved, and it's all a whole...
Is he asking you about Mark
As Sim? A professional gynecologist, I do know the opening line. This might feel a little cold.
You might change that cold to another word, but
cold, old, and soggy is what she said.
Yeah, that's what she really.
Now
wants.
Wait, we're throwing fries into the fantasy. Let's do this. That's not tartar sauce.
No.
Thank God.
You may want to see a doctor if that's.
Ew, fishy.
Ew.
No fillet of fish in that fantasy.
Well, so much for that topic. Died a quick and painless death. Let's try another one.
BW is praying we say the F word again now.
No.
All right, I'd like to call this next topic.
Yes.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks.
And in this topic here, you guys get to be judge, jurist, and executionist.
All right, that's me.
Can you say rural juror?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't think you said it.
Rural juror.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a juror that's
in the rural
in
the outskirts
woods.
Of, yeah, outskirts of town.
All right, so Mr.
It's one of my favorite blues songs. A juror on the outskirts of town.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are the, what's the people call this in the?
Judges.
In the audience. Who
jurors.
Can, no, the people.
Executioners.
The people who decide whether you're guilty or not.
The jurors.
Judges.
Jurors.
The jurors.
Jurors.
That's just
executioners.
I just wanted to hear you say it again.
Really. I think Clark is absolutely right. Judge, juror, and executioner.
Jurors.
Because jury. Judge, jury, and executioner.
Right. This
because
cat.
There might not always be a jury.
This cat, Mr. Filowski.
Oh, it's a kitty?
What?
You said a cat.
No, that's a cool word.
Mr. Filowski?
Filowski, yes.
Or Filo Whiskers, more like it.
Yes.
He's from Poland. He came over here on an international swim job program.
International.
Oh, one
swim.
Of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of those wow, international funny. Swim job that's, program guys.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. And, but, hark, he told the people he could not swim. But despite all that, they still.
He still got a swim job?
Yes. They gave him a. They
so he wasn't 50% eligible, and he still made it into the program.
That's so they gave
impressive.
Him
a swim job.
They gave him a job. They said, okay, well, your job is to train, it's to clean the pool, arrange the deck chairs, and check the pH level in the pool.
Awesome.
All right.
Pool boy.
That doesn't seem to require that much swimming.
Only if there's an emergency, like if he fell in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. So, as he worked hard, because, you know, the people come over here and they work real hard.
Sure.
So, he...
The people.
Especially the Polish people.
Yeah.
Those people.
Yeah. I didn't want to be racist.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, God forbid we start that on this show.
Oh, yeah.
So, over the time he worked his butt off, they had promoted
they
him to manager.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
They promoted him to assistant manager of the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Homeboy could not swim worth a lick.
Okay.
He doesn't
fine.
Need to swim, I don't think.
Right. Oh. But.
Can he fish out chlorine?
Yes.
All right.
But something happened. One day he started acting deranged and crazy. He started arguing with the customers. He snatched off one of the
foaming at the mouth.
He started arguing at the customer, snatched off one of the wristbands of one of the paying customers on there. He started speaking in Polish. Just we don't know whether he was cussing people out, but he was just saying a lot of Spanish stuff. I mean,
Spanish,
Polish stuff.
Well, that's what Polish people do when they get mad. They speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Right. Whoa. Now remember, you guys are the jurors.
Speaking in tongues.
Yeah, I'm jurors. Yeah.
You're the jurors. Well, the pool called the authorities, the police.
What?
Hello, police. This is the pool.
Yeah, really. We got an issue.
Let's
Twitter this up instead of Facebook. Like, you're doing the Facebook version of it. Let's get to
I want one of those. So the police came. He ran and jumped into the pool, went into the deep end, grabbed the vents at the bottom of the pool, and just stayed there. The police officers walked around the pool and just waited for 2 minutes. He drowned. Did it.
Oh, wow.
Case closed.
He started vomiting.
I don't know what the case was, but.
Yeah. Vomiting. They jumped in. When they saw he was still.
Vomiting.
When they saw
that's
he was
Polish
still.
Name also.
They jumped in there and they pulled him out of the pool and they resuscitated him. Well, they took him to the hospital and they gave him all the shock cleared.
You couldn't.
So he.
You couldn't say vomit, but you said resuscitating. I don't understand what's going on.
Also, I thought he drowned. Did he come back or no?
They saved his life.
So he didn't drown.
Isn't that a drive-through liquor store, the Vomit King?
Yes.
Or the
Vomit King.
Make sure you get a receipt.
It's a fresh vodka.
So now he is suing the police authorities that saved his life. Now, you guys are the judge and the jury on the case.
For suing him for what? Saving his life?
I don't know what the case is.
What's the charge?
Still.
Yeah. He had a
bad day at work because he can't swim.
Right.
And he's then he almost drowned and then he didn't. So what exactly is the crime?
He says.
Well, and he got in trouble. He saved his life.
He snatched a wristband off and then he almost drowned, but he didn't drown. Still trying to see what the crime is.
What happened was the authorities supposedly walked around the pool and said, nobody go in. And then they walked around for a minute.
Oh, that's the crime.
And they saw him. Then he stopped moving. Then they said, okay, now let's go get him.
That's the crime.
I still don't understand what he's suing
them
for.
I still don't understand at all what's happening.
He is suing them because he says,
You should not have pumped my lungs out.
No, he says, a man who tried to drown himself is suing the police officers and lifeguards for saving him.
Oh, he was trying to kill himself. See, I missed that part.
Ali Akbar,
I didn't hear that at all.
Well, suicide's illegal, so he doesn't have a case.
Correct.
No, he has rights, though, doesn't he?
Not suicide is illegal.
Not rights to suicide?
He says, I'm glad that.
Unless you contact Dr. Kevorkian.
I'm glad at the end of the day they saved my life. But I want to sue them for letting me die.
What?
For not letting me die.
No.
What?
He's saying, I don't thank them for letting me die because he was clinically dead when they pulled him out of the water.
Okay.
I wish I was clinically dead right now.
Oh, so he's saying
suing
that
for being resuscitated.
I think this topic is clinically dead.
Yeah, they let it go too far.
Right. So now, as you jurors.
Yeah, that's us.
Who's on trial?
I'm a rural juror. Is that a lot ahead?
Are the police on trial? Is that who were the jurors in the case of?
Yeah, they're saying you.
It's a civil case.
I don't know who's on third.
Polish non-swimming lifeguard versus the police.
Correct.
For damages. Because they didn't let him drown enough. Or too much.
They let him drown too much.
Oh, they let
him
drown.
I think that's what it is.
He tried to kill himself, in case he would have been successful if he died, but they saved him too much.
But they also...
They let him die.
They walked around and waited. Say, well, this man just, you know...
So
we'll let him
he's saying is they took too long to rescue him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now, you as a juror, you guys have to come back there and y'all have to...
I got that right? Oh, okay.
You guys have to make a decision. Are you for the Polish guy?
Yeah.
Or are you for?
Don't you turn your head away from the mic when you hiccup?
Turn away so you don't hear it.
Nobody heard it.
You know what?
Nope.
Here's the thing. First of all, as Clark pointed out, suicide is illegal. All right. Second of all,
no, it's not.
But he didn't. He didn't say I'm trying to commit suicide.
Whatever. Oh. Didn't matter. I'm just my point
them,
being,
the,
because
he's suing
that
them.
They resuscitated.
He's suing them because
he
wasn't allowed
dead.
To
right,
commit suicide.
Right. So. Don't do it in front of a pool
that has people around it, just go jump off a cliff.
He wanted to be caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no. I mean, just, are you going to do it in front of people?
So your verdict is...
That everyone has... No.
He's okay. I mean, your verdict is...
Screw him. Right? He gets no money.
And in other words, in other news, Clark, why are you clapping?
Let's go.
Lightning just took the lead. The first goal of the game, they scored 1-0 at 11:47. It was Yanni Gord,
why
I believe,
say, like,
Andre
eight,
Palat.
8 minutes and 13 seconds
because
left.
That's how it's 8:13 said in
remaining,
hockey.
So it was scored at 11:47 into the game.
I can never do that math, though. I'm always
serious.
Like,
well, how do you know 11 minutes they scored?
Well, there's 20 minutes in a period, so if there's 8:13 remaining, then 11:47 has been played.
Right.
Didn't you used to work on a sports station?
And yes, Clark owns a calculator.
And I can tell time.
I don't understand why you say it was 8 minutes and 13 seconds left in the first thing.
That's not how it's said in hockey. That's just not how it's
done. They don't say first thing?
They say, no, they say the minute and second it was scored.
When it happened, into the game.
Yeah. All right, so.
This is also called
a
sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let so I'm going to say guilty because I forgot what we're talking about.
All right, so.
No, not guilty. He can do, I don't want anybody to kill themselves, but if someone wants to, then
but should he be
it.
Allowed to sue them for
so
saving?
So should he be able to sue the police department?
Yeah, Pepper's going to punch me in the face, but as a bedwetting liberal, I believe he has the absolute right to do it. Now, whether he wins
I
or
I don't care. I do too. Go jump off a right. cliff. Don't do it. Right. But my point being, it is the right to sue them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
You can't be shocked. I'm ridiculously liberal.
What is your name, PWs?
Think of it this way.
Okay, let me think.
If he jumped off a cliff.
Jumped?
Right?
Yeah.
Why did they wait till the third bounce to try and save him? Yeah, that's what his issue is.
Here's my thought about it. He's
saying, I went down there to pretend to die, and you let me do it.
But let's just, all right. So, but here, all right, now I think we're talking a bit different thing here, because if we're talking about the right to sue. All right, and they save his life because I think everyone has a moral obligation, should sit there and try to do it.
Can I interject this right?
Well, just real quick. I'm just going to ask Monica something. Let's say you had both hands were broken. Both hands were broken.
Don't make up stuff.
Oh, my God. This is like, you know, pour beer. Oh, open a car door. This is actually going to be somewhat relevant for a right to sue, okay?
However.
All right, but let's say you had both hands broken. Your shoe was untied.
Right.
And it's sitting there, and I go, look, let me do you a favor. I tie your shoe.
Very nice of you.
And then you walk out, and all of a sudden the shoe comes untied. You trip over it. Should you have the right to sue me?
Yes, I do.
You had the right to sue me.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because you tied her shoes together.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't tie it together.
You tried to kill me, Pepper.
Shoe.
Yes, no, I'm going to sue you. You tried
that
to kill
shoe
me.
That shoe came untied.
Yeah,
I need to say something. I need to make sure this is perfectly clear.
Yeah.
I said Palat had the assist. It wasn't. It was Braden Point and Sergachev.
Oh.
Oh, there we go. Because I got Point on my fantasy team.
That's a solid pronunciation.
Thank you. Thank you. Although you just crashed the show.
Oh, well, I
lost.
But I checked out of the topic 20 minutes
ago. Oh, wait. Wait. We're not going to resuscitate it because you might sue us. That's a favor for everyone now.
Let it die. Just let it die peacefully.
I think he was trying to get it done, and I think he did a good job, but that's perfect.
So if we were keeping track, the time of death for the show, hockey style, would have been 17 minutes and 36 seconds,
which is 2:24 left in the period.
Oh, that's great.
All right, so... You saying
right.
he should win the, I mean, you're saying, Monica saying the guy should win this case.
Oh, I didn't say that. You asked me, does he have the right to sue? I said yes.
Yeah.
Now, if he loses the court case, should he have to pay his own court costs?
I don't know how that works. Legally,
in Spike
and
the Mike Land, if he has the right to sue, it also means he has to win.
That's not how it works.
If he loses the right, should he pay the court costs for the defending for the other attorneys?
I think if
for
he's
the other
smart,
group.
He puts that in the case. I don't know what the rules
I think,
are.
I think it eliminates suing that if someone has a frivolous lawsuit, like I believe this is frivolous,
that
they
frivolous.
Would have to pay the court costs for the other.
But the police officers let him die. They walked around the pool.
Would his family
how
not
else
sue him?
Are you going to revive somebody unless they die? Yeah.
That is a solid point.
Yeah.
You can't put out a fire.
See, now
you
don't want me on this.
On fire.
You don't want me on this actual jury because then I would actually side with because that 100% is right. You don't want me on this jury.
No. Yeah.
So I'm the world's worst.
It'd be a hung jury.
Be a rural jury.
Yeah. Oh. It'll be a rural jury.
In my case, saying,
what if they said that the police officers were Buffalo Bills fans
Buffalo.
And he was a Jets fan? Or a Patriots fan. A Patriots fan.
Oh, and then he deserves to die.
There you go.
So that's the lawsuit him. Doesn't go that way. He's not getting a suit.
I've said it all along. Sports are different. All rules are out the window when it comes to sports. Listen, that's just how it is.
Dr. Kevin Clark?
Yes. True.
How do you feel about that?
I feel good about it.
I don't know what that is. Yeah. What's happening?
Oh, that's a hand signal. It's like he's like a baseball coach.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
what did the hand signal mean?
Hitter that doesn't learn the signs.
Serious. Yeah.
That's our relationship.
All right. So that's it. 1, 2, 3. We got four people. So we're right now. Is the decision 2-2?
Yes.
No.
2-2.
All right. Yeah. Let's go with 2-2.
2-2.
Hung jury, bitches.
No. I have a vote.
You're black. Your opinion doesn't count.
Oh. Yo. Wow. Ooh, wow. Yeah. Ooh, wow.
Come on. It's a joke, people.
No, we can be upset, but she's right.
All right. All right, so damn it, since she threw that joke in there, let's do topic changing.
So if I change my vote, do we get out earlier?
Yes. Right.
Yeah, only if we keep changing topics like we're doing right now on the Spike and the Mic.
We're gonna go relevant now. We're gonna go with general topic here.
Oh, all right. This is beautiful.
You guys saw the White House correspondent dinners.
I did.
Okay, if you didn't see it, you know what the brouhaha bob was about.
Sure.
Yep.
Everybody's up in the ward about this comedian. I have no idea who she is.
Her name is Michelle Wolf, and she's a writer for The Daily Show.
Yeah.
She did her job. She went out there and she roasted everybody, everyone involved into the thing.
It's not really a roast. It's
evolved into it, though.
Hold on a second. If it's not a roast, I want Smosh to answer this. If it's not a roast, what is it?
It's supposed to go up and just be humorous about all things politics and not picking on any one particular person.
In years past, including Obama.
Sure. No.
The president is roasted in the cabinet and people are roasted, regardless if that's what it just has evolved into.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's ease it.
But this is not, though,
the White House press correspondent's roast. It is the dinner where there's a comedian that comes on.
Right.
But so, in essence, it's not a roast per se.
Okay, so
in Obama's case, he hired better writers and just killed.
Looking at Obama years and in the Bush years, you had better people, more recognizable people. Yeah. I mean, Stephen Colbert, you could argue that he made his career by his performance at the White House dinner when he was with President Bush.
Okay, so let me ask, let's do this. Let's take away the word roast. Let's say it was the White House corner where the guy... Comedians come out there and tell jokes.
Sure, whatever. Right.
So they say, because that's where you think that's your defense, is they're saying roast. They went to tell jokes.
And it's fine. And I don't, I mean, look, a personal joke's not to a certain effect, but a roast is go in, you're honoring one person,
Let's drop the word roast. They went to tell jokes about any and everything.
Whatever.
Sure, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah. So why are the people on the right side so offended because of the joke that this comedian told? And I'll go to you then.
Because
I have to go to you. I'll go to you then.
I'll say that no matter what she said, she sounded like Roseanne.
Oh my gosh, her voice is terrible.
Oh, I loved her voice.
I was so Roseanne.
I loved her voice.
That was so good. Me and her were doing the thing. I tell her to stop talking.
You want to know what my issue is? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
My issue with it is that in this whole world of Me Too movement.
Don't say roast.
When did I say roast?
I didn't hear you say roast.
This whole issue in the Me Too world, when we just had a Bill Cosby incident that has exploded and celebrated women and everything else.
Right.
You have a woman who's absolutely ripping, a woman whose only job is to communicate with the press, not necessarily instituting policy, doing anything else. And you're talking about her skin, her fat, her lazy eye, and all this stuff. You're talking about personal
appearances. Wasn't talking about her lazy eye. That's correct. She was talking about her makeup, which is a smoky eye is makeup.
Which isn't even her eye.
Whatever. Right.
It's a makeup technique. It's not even her eye.
And whatever. It's fine to a thing, but you are talking about a woman. If a guy did that on the woman, could you imagine the uproar?
But don't you imagine?
If it was. No, it wasn't a girl.
But it wasn't.
But when they selected her, they didn't know
Stop talking.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders was going to be the representative.
You
of the White
are
House
telling
there.
Me right. Well, you're telling me right now. They knew the joke before she went on. There's no way.
And they
way.
Knew Sarah was coming.
And if you turn it around, and that was Michelle Obama was up there sitting there talking, and it was someone who was ripping Michelle Obama. You can't tell me that there would not be an absolute uproar that way.
Yeah, her butt
yeah.
off.
Oh, yeah, but wasn't God. The main joke that all she does is lie? That's kind of
that was the actual joke.
Let me ask you this: in the same vein of you brought up Me Too movement and that sort of thing. In the same vein, in this day and age, and the reason everybody, the people who are pro Trump, are so pro Trump is because he says MAGA, Make America Great Again, and everybody needs to get over being so sensitive and stop the wussification of America.
That's it. No, here's the thing: why everybody's so politically correct?
That's not what he said. That was correct. Trump's whole thing. That was
everyone
whole thing.
Is subjective. And here's the thing: if it's not your guy doing jokes for your side,
that's
you're mad.
And that's not
because
right.
if we're talking about saying things about women, I seem to remember some pretty objectionable Hillary Clinton T-shirts worn at rallies, and everybody was like, "It's just a joke. They're just words. And get over it. It's no big deal."
Yep. It all started in 2005.
Grab them by the pee, but it's okay.
But to say who started it?
It just started after Hurricane Katrina. It was okay to rip it. And
once people
throughout
made
the
fun
entire
of,
Obama years, yes, it was. I'm not.
And once people made fun of Bush, they couldn't wait. Like when we get our guy in there, we're going to make fun of their guy, and it turned into a sandbox situation.
This is what happens when we don't have a B report.
But it's literally
right.
both sides yeah. have the same complaint about the other side when it comes to humor. If it's not their side making the joke, then that's cruel and over the line. And if it is their
true.
Guy that's making true. The joke, and it doesn't matter which side it is, both sides have the same argument. Then it's just jokes, and you need to get over it and have thicker skin.
Look, President Bush or President Trump is absolute 100% there. I think going after Sarah Huckabee.
What does
that
mean? 100% there.
He's not at the dinner. You just said he was there. He wasn't there.
He's a target. Go for it.
Yeah, he should be.
So all you want.
He's the one
who sells.
Right.
He brings that.
I just brought the volume down a little.
What's
a
lot.
Yeah, really.
Scared me.
Talk to him. Do it all you want. I don't care. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was up there. I don't think she's necessarily.
Why? Why she's not a target?
I didn't say she shouldn't be a target, but to the extent of making fun of her personal appearance and all that stuff is a total
different
thing.
And I said, why?
Why should she be? You tell me why she should
be. She's a figure in the administration, and that's what that dinner is.
That's right. Who does she represent?
I can tell you.
Who does she represent?
Well,
that
woman's eyelashes I watched up there. Oh, my God. She could tickle an asshole.
So answer that question, will you?
Okay, so let me ask this.
All of a sudden, what does it matter? I can start ripping on her, and all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy? Why? Because she black?
No, because you're
you. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What the hell is he talking about?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
I just insulted the comedian right there.
Yeah, but you're the conservative, so of course you're wrong.
but let me ask this.
For the listeners who aren't normally here at Hooters,
right.
What we're witnessing right now is the inevitable argument that happens between Schmatz and Pepper, only where they're doing it on air this time. Usually it's after the show and they're going back and forth.
It's
so this is the actual, and I'm kind of digging that you're doing it on air.
I had to bring this up because I know how he will.
I can tell you this though. If this woman was not black ripping on it, you would have an issue with it.
Okay,
it's not. Don't tell me on this stuff.
This woman was not black.
The woman comedian was a black woman.
She was.
She's
a black woman.
Do I have to pull the volume down again?
She's not black.
She's not black.
Michelle Wolf isn't black.
Somebody say, "Oh snap!" I'm so loud and wrong.
She's black.
No, she's not.
She's not. No, she isn't.
God.
She's not.
So now what?
Oh, man.
You keep saying if. Let's deal with what actually happened. Let's not say if, because it doesn't matter what if.
And riddle me this. Doesn't all the people that Trump supporters says, I like him because he says what's on his mind?
Mm-hmm.
I said Trump is up. Trump. Trump is fair game.
But no one else is.
It is fit.
But no one else
but
is.
Trump never went after anybody else that wasn't Obama. Trump goes after everybody.
So
on
you saying
basis.
You can say you can only talk about Trump. You can't talk about his administration.
That's ridiculous.
I like how the jokes about Sarah Sanders were out of line, but when she made several jokes about CNN, fake news, which the Trump administration hates, those were okay. Those are fine because again, those were for. That size,
and we don't have much. But I'm gonna go flip it. Here's one thing:
because she was on the track and field team, she's black.
Okay.
Well, that's just racist.
Yes, exactly. Here's,
that was more racist than me telling Spike he doesn't have an opinion because he's black.
My point, though,
yeah, really.
This in this climate, you can't. This point can't be argued because the sides are so divided, and everyone is convinced that they're right.
But
nobody's
going
to give.
That's my point. Why does a White House dinner have to be about left or right? Can it just be we're all here to have dinner?
That's
and
what
laugh?
It's supposed to be.
That's
it's
what
the
I would like.
Was this one like that? Why was
it should
was
have been?
Yes,
it
was
should
be. Yes. It wasn't.
I didn't put left or right. Yes, it was. In my head, it wasn't.
You thought it was?
I think.
You know they blasted CNN.
As soon as you start putting left and right, don't think of it that way. Just think of it as a comedian
was
that was up
insulting.
There.
Yeah.
Yes. Just think of it as dinner.
Her very first joke out of the gate was to all members of Congress. She said, we're here to have a good time and not get anything done.
Done.
So all you people in Congress should feel
sit
right,
right
at home.
Home.
Yeah.
She didn't say so the conservative. She just said.
Right.
Yeah. I'm saying.
And, oh, haha! That's funny because everybody.
And I'm gonna put a. I'm not gonna put a bonus. I'm gonna make a great point because y'all said something about, or maybe Smart said something about why would a woman attack another woman and blah blah blah, in comedy blah, things blah, like blah. That. It is more accepted if your kind makes jokes about your kind. Just like a couple years ago when Obama's at his thing there, some black guy comedian he used the N word. He dropped the N word.
He did
in his thing there. And that did not stop the world.
Exactly.
It's okay to do that if you are in the same. Like if a woman can joke about a woman.
I don't know if you're asking me, can I stop this?
A man cannot joke about not a woman right now in this comment, but a woman can. They get the pass. I get to say the word. Y'all don't.
Don't say it.
With the caveat of I am not the world renowned expert. I'm not the world renowned expert on humor. However, I am the one person here who has been paid to do comedy. So
correct.
This is somewhat of an expert observation.
Better than us.
Is that the common theme of what a comedian's job is to observe and report. And they're going to do that through the filters, their own personal filters. Michelle Wolf is going to observe what she sees, and she's going to report with her view. It's not meant to be objective. It's not meant to be down the middle, down the line. It's going to be by her filter,
which
right.
Which is why you have your favorite comedian.
Same
you
with Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
Same with Dennis Miller, who's a conservative comedian.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's their job. If they're doing less than that, say like Bob Hope used to, kind of down the line, not bothering anybody, really probably not doing his job the way that he should be
exactly.
Doing
it. And, Smiles, keep looking for black in that woman. That's what you're doing.
Well, I don't see anything. It doesn't say she isn't black.
Right,
yeah.
You're just scrolling, trying to find that.
I googled one Michelle Wolf black, and literally nothing came up.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
All right, listen.
Pretty sure she's Jewish. Not that means she can't be black.
Right.
I don't think she's black.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, she is.
Go ahead, deny it, Spike.
All right, so listen, that was just something that I thought about bringing this up. Normally, we try to stay fucked-er.
What I'm trying to say is, I wonder if Michelle Wolf probably would not go with me to Red Lobster.
No,
you think
it'd be funny if both of y'all walked in there.
Yeah, that would be funny.
If you're ordering those cheddar biscuits, I'll go with you.
Oh,
all right. Well, you're dark enough.
Yeah. All right. So, let me ask you guys: should every once in a while I should throw in those kind of topics?
It got us talking.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother me.
It's the first time I ever had to turn
the show's
down the
almost
volume.
Over though.
Yeah.
Well, I get loud.
Spots. Give it up.
Boston.
You're not gonna give it up, are you? Look at you. He's dying to find. You're not going to give it up. You go. So somewhere in
he is looking up Michelle Wolf and going to put it in his spank bank in his phone. And
black.
Later on,
he's looking for African American or black somewhere in there.
He's actually
has the same name and be like, I told you there is a Michelle. Oh, my God.
He's actually analyzing DNA right now. Yeah.
God, yeah. 26 and me, whatever it is.
Three better than 23 and me.
All right, well, listen.
Yeah, 20.
Is that thunder we keep hearing?
No, that's fast cars. We got a fast car.
When I drove by to come in here, I almost like laid on the horn just to F up your broadcast. I know. I didn't.
Oh, I know what you
that little idea. That little refrigerator you drive wouldn't have done nothing.
It would have been annoying because it's all high-pitched.
That's funny because Monica's car does look like a dorm fridge.
yeah, it does.
It's a little roller skate.
Yeah,
it is. It would have sounded like if somebody's tripped on a harmonica.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, well, as always, we got to go around the room and ask, what's stuck with you tonight? PWs, what's stuck with you tonight?
My feet stuck to the floor.
No, but I squeegee.
You missed the spot.
Oh, you did squeegee.
I squeegee.
Yeah, but you never come over my side.
Because you look good.
All right.
You look good tonight. Sing it, Spike. All right, Dr. Captain Clark, what's stuck with you?
Hi, Monica. I'm glad you're here.
Aw, thank you.
All right, Bill Smots, what's stuck with you tonight?
What? Are we still doing the show? Is it over?
No, we're done.
I tuned out the last 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I don't know
you know why? You're trying to find the black comedian.
No.
He's
I was trying to think
black.
Of extra tartar sauce and saving a tree.
Oh, good call. Monica, you know we always love sticking a microphone in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that.
Please come back and hang out with us.
Okay.
And what's stuck with you tonight?
I'm going to get a fillet of fish on the way home.
Oh, that's nice. At McDonald's?
Yep.
Ask for the receipt.
No receipt.
Wait, are you going to wait till it's cold to eat it?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I am Spike on the mic. Listen, we was going to do a What's Twending and a B-Report, but we didn't have time. But we will do it next week. The B-Report, the voice of reason, he had to stay home because they're spraying his area and he want to save the bees. Check it out next time. Spike on the mic and we out.